Tanya Shear, what? Yes or no? I'm ready to learn. Tanya Shear, Perikov Dalad, Thursday night. Or Lchov of Eor. He talked about till now. I don't know if you're familiar with the story till now. He talked about, way back when in Perek Yudches, he started talking about Kikar Ve'lecha Adover Moed V'pich L'Lvav Chalas also. And then he talked about even somebody with a who can't understand, who can't do his Boinanus, but Yid has Avos Hashem instinctively, and will be Moisa Nefesh. So then he says, okay, that's good for Avodah Zarah. What about all the mitzvahs? Kikar Ve'lecha Adover Moed refers to all of Torah and mitzvahs, not just Avodah Zarah. So then in Perek Chaf, he said, Anoichi V'Layichom Epi Agvur Shmatim. Anoichi is like the granddaddy of all the Aseis, and Layichom is the granddaddy of all the Loisa says. Because any mitzvah or any Avera, it has to do with Achdus Hashem. And if you go against the will of Hashem, you're being kaifer nachdus Hashem. So that's what he talks about in those prokem. He talks about the bittul. He talks about evra de malka, the chilek between mitzvahs and Torah. Mitzvahs are evorim, that the yichud with the melech is like being an aver for the melech, and Torah is even more melech atzmoi. And now we're up to Yilcha. So till now we talked about Anoichi, and all the mitzvahs are like under the general Anoichi. Now we're going to go to the Lava. That's what Perek Chadalel is talking about. Zelu Mazet, that's a Yisoid in Kabbalah, I mean, it's a Yisoid in Yiddishkeit. Zelu Mazet Selekim, that the Koichas. There's koichas atuma, koichas of sitra achra, that work the same kvayochol as in kedusha. So this is in tuma, the koichas atuma. Hein shin samachay mitzvah sloisa said the araisa. Yeah, very kadal. Yeah. The Tanya is always very careful to talk about Isurim the Rabbanon as being also, you know, real Isurim. So this is the Zelu Mazeh, that you're connected to negative things, to Tumah. It's against the will of Hashem. I mean, it's shame negative tzono. It's not just that Hashem doesn't want you to do it, but Hashem wants that you shouldn't do it. It's mamish like the antithesis, it's called, of Ratzon Hashem. It's the opposite, the mirror image of Ratzon Hashem. She neged v'tzono v'chachmosa yizbarach, because chachmosa is the Torah. So you're really going against the reality of the world. You're going against Torah. The hofcha mamish, like I said, it's anti-Ratzon Hashem. It's against, not stam, it's not Ratzon Hashem passively, but it's against the Ratzon Hashem. So, as much as by the mitzvahs, he talked about that you're misyached with Hashem, and you bond with Hashem, and you become echad, you're bottled to Hashem, you become part of kvayochol, your nefesh is chelek aloi kamimal, and it bonds with Hashem as you are bottled to Hashem. So dizelu mazeh, that you're setting up a system which is like another entity, the opposite of bittul. So that's mamish like avodah zarah. You're setting up something other than Hashem. If in the good way you're being bottle to Hashem, so that's mamish bittul, and you're mekayim, so to speak, einoid mulvadoi, because you're bottle to the Eibusho, so nothing really else exists other than Ritzoinoi. So now he's going leiderki. So when you're doing avera and you're going against his will, so you're doing avodah zarah. No matter what avera you're doing, it's an offshoot. That's why every avera is an offshoot of lo yilecha, because you're going against his will, and you're creating an entity other than Hashem. So that's avodah zarah. You're setting up a zach that's not the Eibusho. Ma'achar shein neged Ritzono. V'chachmosu yisbarach, v'hofcha mamish, and they're opposite, meaning they're against his will. He doesn't want this. Hein nifradim miyichudo, so it's like anti-elokus. They're separate miyichudo, v'achduso yisbarach, and the idea of Hashem Echad and Eino Milvado, it's going against that. Hashem gave the ability to go against that. But Tachlus Hapirut Mamish, and it's the opposite of Bittul. If Bittul is the ultimate Achdus, so this is Neged Ritzoinoi Mamish, so it's the opposite of Hashem Echad. K'moy Asitra Achra Vaklipa Hanikra Avodah Zarah, and that's why. So avoid the Zora, it's Zor. It's not compatible with Hashem. Delohim Acherim. Machmas Hester Ponim Shal Rotzen Elyon Kanal. It means because of Ada, it's good for the Rotzen Hashem, of course. But it's the Hester Ponim Shal Rotzen Elyon. It's all Hester Ponim. It's all Hester Ponim. So it's such Hester Ponim that it's Avodah Zarah. That's what he explained in the previous parak. It's Achorayim. Avada gets its chiyus from Hashem, but derech Achorayim. Like you give your sona your gift because you're forced to. You don't want to, but you're forced to. So that's called derech Achorayim. Explained in the previous parak. So not only is the nefesh itself becoming anti Hashem and avodah zarah, but the lebush hanefesh, meaning machshava dibur ma'aseh, machshava dibur ma'aseh, the lebush hanefesh, chen gimel lebush hanefesh, which is machshava dibur ma'aseh, shebeklipas noiga shebe Yisrael, shehem machshava dibur ma'aseh. So the neshama, in other words, now has a garment, a labush of negativity, of anti-Ratzon Hashem. Amalubashim, the Shin Samachay Loisasa, the Araisa, the Rabbanon, the Chayn Mahus HaNefesh Atzma, those are the Koichas HaNefesh. But the Nefesh Atzma, Amalubashim, Bulabusheho, Kulam Yuchodim Mamish, the Sitra Achra. Adarabi, you become a dubit with the Sitra Achra. Uklipazu Hanikras Avodah Zarah. Veloyoid Elashem Utelem Utfelem Eleho. And now Tanya says a chiddush, and he explains it. His chiddush is Ugruim Upchusim Mimeno Ma'od. You actually become on a lower madrega and worse than the Sitra Achra itself. Why? Ki the Sutra Akra is also a Shliach Hashem. So Derech Achorayim is doing the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what he means. Ki he ain't a Melubeshus Beguf Chumri. There's no entity that's really against Hashem, because it's doing the Ratzon Hashem. It's doing a Shlichas Hashem in being the Sutra Akra. That doesn't mean it has no Guf Chumri. There's no entity that's other than Hashem. Ultimately, the Odasus Reboina, the Enemy read this boy, Lifo Pulosa, the Mishlachas Malachi Roim Shalom, Shalom Bishlichus Shalmokum Baruchu Chasu Shalom. It's like a melech sends someone to test the people if they're loyal to him. So the melech sends him, and he says, make a rebellion, and I want to see who joins you. So the guy doesn't really mean a rebellion. He's doing the shlichus of melech. They recognize the existence of Hashem, and as within their shlichus, they recognize they're not kofrin. It's not a kfira in the reality of Hashem. A korolo el kodelokaya. Veini mechaylem laver klal al ritzono yisbarach. They recognize that he's a lakod alakaya, and they just create worlds that are not bottled to him, but he's there. Kiyodeya, kiyodim umasigim shehu chiyusa, the kiyuma, sheyoyimkim mibchinas achorayim da achorayim, like when you have to give a gift to an enemy, shel rotzuna elyim baruchu hamakif aleyim, ela sheyikinosum b'chiyusham shebetoichem mibchinas golos betoichem. That's what he explained. But he exists. It's a kfira ba'achdusa that there can be something that's shaloi b'ritzaynai. Avon mikol mokom einam koifrim v'kichashu b'ashem l'gamri v'loimer loy hu that he chas v'sholim elam d'korilo elakod elakaya, and you could create things in this world. He's not totally, he doesn't necessarily control everything that happens in the world. So that's why they're really doing the shlichus Hashem. But a person who's malubish in a guf, he's mamish going against Hashem. He's not doing shlichus Hashem. He is only pure avodah zarah. The klipa, hanikas avoydazora, veluhim acherim. Who betachlis hapirut biyichudu biyachdusu shalakolish baruch hu yosem imena. Because the sitra acher is still recognizes the ribonus of the ribonu shaloyla, and that the yanika of its chiyus is under ribonu shaloyla, and the ribonu shaloyla sent it on this shlichus. So it's bechinas acherayim. It has to like make believe. It has to be moirid to see who's going to be moirid with him, like in that marshal. But the person that's moirid is taka moirid, pure. Ukilu koifer b'achduso yoyse mimeno chas v'sholom. K'may shekozim beitz chayim shar membei soy perik dalid shehara sheboilam azeh hochomri ushmori haklipus hagasos. It's like the dregs of the klipus hagasos v'utachlis habirur. Okay, we'll stop here.